Welcome to Vanguard Radio.
Vanguard News Network presents a pre-election interview with Glenn Miller, congressional candidate for Missouri, hosted by the good guys from Goyfire.
We have Glenn Miller in the studio tonight. Glenn has been running for U.S. Congress in Missouri. And there's general election coming up on November 7th, 2006, Missouri's 7th Congressional District, the counties of Green, Lawrence, Polk, Christian, Taney, Stone, Barry, McDonald, Newton, and Jasper. So, Glenn, perhaps you could just tell us a bit about your struggle to represent whites in Missouri.
Well, you know, originally I tried to run in the primary election, and I went up and filed to run as a Democrat, and the Democratic Party refused to accept my filing fee. The Republican Party and the Libertarian Party both did the same thing. And consequently, the Secretary of State decided that since they refused to accept my filing fee, she would not put my name on the ballot. And you know, as you know, after that, I filed a federal lawsuit in Springfield, and the court ruled against me. And the court ruled, in effect, said that the Constitution does not guarantee everybody's right to be a candidate. And so I'm having to run as a write-in candidate. But I'm going to be an official write-in candidate, and I went through the regular procedures up at the elections office in Jefferson City. I had to fill out a form and get their signature on it, and that way the votes that are cast for me will have to be voted, have to be counted. So that's what it amounts to right now. I'm running as a write-in candidate. But this makes me a bona fide candidate, which means I fall under the election laws that requires radio, television, and newspapers to run my paid ads. And no matter what I say, they got to run it. And so, you know, I just went down a couple of days ago and paid cash to have 41 one-minute broadcasts to be made of my voice. It's a two-minute or a 60-second campaign message with my voice on it. And I paid for 41 of them on three different local radio stations, and they'll start being broadcast tomorrow, and they'll be broadcast Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday on those three stations. And plus I paid for another about 20 that'll be broadcast just prior to the 7 November elections. And I've got a meeting next week with two more radio stations in Springfield. Both of them are 50,000 watts, and both of them cover my entire 10-county district. One of them is 24/7 talk radio. The other one is oldie but goodie radio station.
To get back to these problems you had at the outset, now you're saying the Democrats didn't let you run. Didn't you try to also get on the Libertarian ticket?
Yeah, I did. I sure did. And a Republican. I just wanted my name to be on the ballot, you know.
Right. And what happened? How did this work? I thought this was a democracy where anybody could run.
Well, the state law only requires that a filing fee be paid. Well, here's the clincher. Since neither one of the parties were willing to accept my filing fee, the federal courts ruled that that was grounds for them not having to place me on the ballot.
Your money was not good enough, in other words.
And I paid the $100, only $100, and I paid it at the elections office, and I got a receipt from them. See, the elections office received my money, and they gave me a receipt for it. But the parties where the money was supposed to wind up at, neither one of the three parties would accept the $100. See, I contended that, well, hell, I paid the $100. I satisfied the laws. And that's the reason I filed the federal lawsuit. Well, the courts ruled against that.
So, Glenn, basically the point here is that we've got a Republican Party and a Democratic Party, both of whom reject you because you openly advocate for white interest. Meanwhile, the Republicans are sending official representatives to speak to La Raza, and the president himself is going to speak to the NAACP. But yeah. White people apparently can't have an interest in the Republican Party. It's not legitimate.
Absolutely. That's what it amounts to. And on top of that, they got a self-proclaimed transvestite who's going to be on the Republican ballot for U.S. Congress. But they wouldn't allow my name to be on the ballot, even though I'm a retired Army Master Sergeant with 20 years in the Army and 2 tours in Vietnam.
How about that? Rounder, this is the so-called Patriotic Party that's the military and the hero and American traditions, and they favor sex deviants and coloreds over white men.
Absolutely. I think what they fear is this immigration issue. They don't want white voters to have a chance to vote for a person who's really radical on that issue.
Rounder, was any of their excuse that your involvement in the order and so forth had to do with it? Because I see here online that there, in the Congress, there are 7 who have been arrested for fraud. This was as of the year 2000. 19 have been accused of writing bad checks. 117 have bankrupted at least 2 businesses. 3 have been arrested for assault. And 29 have been accused of spousal abuse. So I just wonder if they're using that as a specious argument.
Yeah, that's a good point. They allow crooks and convicted criminals to run and thieves and everything else, but they don't allow outspoken white people who will speak the truth about the problems facing white people.
Mm-hmm.
They don't
want
white people to hear it. I tell you what, when these radio ads start being broadcast tomorrow, there's going to be some hell raised. You know,
Rounder, I wanted to suggest, look into TV ads because, you know, by federal law, they have to give you very cheap rates. And I put on some about 15 years ago or so, and they cost me as little as $15 for a 30-second spot by law. And I had it on the Jewish Ricky Lake show, you know, advertising to the women watching that. That was the cheapest one.
That was a radio ad you're talking about?
No, that's TV. And they have to give you the cheap rates by law as long as you're registered with the FEC and all that.
I haven't checked with television rates yet. I assumed they were so high that I couldn't afford them. But if you say
they're not.
Mm-hmm. If they're that cheap, I'm going to buy some TV ads too. Absolutely. But these radio ads are pretty cheap. Average $10 per minute.
Wow.
That's great. That is great.
Well, you're hitting probably at least tens of thousands of people, I would hope.
Oh, yeah.
The one I'm
going to be on tomorrow has got 30, so it's 24/7 talk radio.
Mm-hmm.
And they tell me they got 30,000 listeners on average.
Good.
And that oldie but goodie station that covers the entire 10 counties has a lot more than that. I listen to that station all the time myself.
Now, you are a write-in candidate, but since you are registered, this allows you access to this, cheap radio advertisements, and this way you can get the message out to thousands at a pop.
Yeah, absolutely, and also every ad will include my phone number and white nationalist websites. I've got my campaign, WHTY.org, on there, and people hear that on the radio, and out of curiosity, you know, they'll log in and find out what this white man's saying. And once they go to WHTY.org, you know, there's further links to VNN Forum and GOVNN and some other websites. So it's an excellent way to introduce people into the white nationalist links, you know.
Can you tell us some anecdotes about what people on the street who know who you are and know that you're running have said to you? I'd like to hear what some Missourians say.
I sent Stan the audio of my first 60-second tape. I thought I did a pretty good job. I included a reference to the Jewish-controlled government, and I made reference to the flooding of our country by tens of millions of dark aliens who, quote, are multiplying like rats.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I did a pretty good job getting the maximum number of information and amount of information in just 60 seconds. You know, you can't talk too fast. If you do, people won't comprehend what you're saying. Plus, I had to get my phone number in and the websites. But I think it's going to be pretty effective. I'll find out. I can probably judge by how many phone calls I start getting tomorrow. And it's going to play Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday on all three stations.
Now, Glenn, what type of advice would you give white nationalists wishing to run for Congress, given your experience with the establishment?
Well, you know, the main purpose in running is to get our message out, to expose the Jews. And running for office provides tremendous opportunities to take our message directly to the people. Now, if I was not a write-in candidate, and if I was an actual ballot candidate, I'd be invited to speak to a lot of special interest groups. I did that back in 84 when I ran for governor. And you just get a lot of speaking opportunities where we can get our message out to them. But Snowball Hill's got a better chance of winning than I've got.
I recall that attorney general who wouldn't let you run on the Missouri ballot is taken up there with a South American, I believe. What country is he from? Colombia or something?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I caught that on the forum chain. I believe it was you who posted that information. Yeah, she's a race traitor, obviously. Had an interesting thing happen to me 2 days ago. Mark Hill, who's the manager of KADI in Springfield, I had a run-in with him about 6 months ago when I tried to buy some ads. He flat wouldn't allow me to run my ads. But I called him up a couple of days ago and told him I intended to come in and run some campaign ads. And he said, well, I'm not going to allow that. I'm going to have to check with FCC. You're just a write-in candidate. And I don't think we're going to be able to oblige you. So I got off the phone. When he hung up, I called up the FCC, Federal Communications Commission, a gal by the name of Hope Cooper, who runs the Media Bureau. And I told her about it, and I gave her his telephone number, right? I told her what he told me. She called him up, and 10 minutes later, he called me up and come in. He told me to come in any time I wanted to run some broadcasts on his station. He apologized for it and said he just didn't understand the law, and that hopefully there was no hard feelings. So I went in up there, and, man, he was like a puppy dog. He did my broadcast for me and everything. But, yeah, that's true. They have to run our ads no matter what we say. I could badmouth niggers and kikes on there. And they got to run them. That's federal law. No matter what I say, they can't censor anything I say. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, that's something to be used, definitely, and you are.
Yeah,
so
we all ought to be running. All of us ought to be running as write-in candidates. All you got to do is fill out a form, mail it into the elections office in Jefferson City or your state capitol. And you're there after a bona fide write-in candidate. And you're afforded all the speaking opportunities that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why everybody does that. That's an amazing advantage to be able to speak your honest mind to hundreds of thousands of people for a few dollars, and nobody can censor what you say.
Well, I think also the major parties, the Republicans, Democrats, and even the Libertarians, are dead to white people. And so why not be a write-in candidate? Yeah,
people are ready for revolutionary politics. And that's what we need to represent. There are a lot of fed-up white people, especially on this immigration issue, and the dumbest idiot can see now, understand now, that the government's not going to do anything to stop the flood of millions of aliens from flooding into our country. They're not going to do anything. And that's the reason they didn't want my name on the ballot, because they know I'm raising hell about it. And I'm going to take our message directly to the people with these radio ads, with newspaper ads, and if according to Chain, TV ads are cheap, so I'm going to buy some TV ads, too. I don't have that much money. I've got a $1,950 donation so far, and I'm going to kick in $1,000 of my own money. And I believe I'll probably get a few more contributions, but I can do quite a bit with that. I can get a message out there quite extensively with just a small amount of money. Mm-hmm. But the more money I got, the more ads I can buy, and the more, you know, more people we can reach.
Well, do you expect to get anybody asking you to speak at all?
That's right. If my name was on the ballot, I'm sure I would be.
Uh huh.
But they can use the excuse that I'm not a. My name's not going to be on the ballot. I'm just a write-in candidate. They use that as an excuse not to invite me. But there is a possibility that I might get a few. I might get a few invitations.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll make every damn one I get, I guarantee you.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't understand that discrepancy at all. What is the difference here? Why aren't you on the ballot as a write-in candidate? I don't understand that.
Well, as a write-in candidate, they have to take a pencil and write your name in on the ballot.
Okay, so if you're in an official party, you're on the ballot because they're...
That's right. You got to be in
a
member of a party, an accepted member of that party, in order to have your name placed on the ballot.
Well, how did the Libertarians get started in the first place that they are now a bona fide party?
They got signatures. They go the independent route.
Yeah, you got to get a whole bunch of signatures.
I could have got on the ballot if I'd have gained 6,000 signatures, which would have qualified me to be an independent candidate.
Well, how many people are on Stormfront Forum and BNN? That's 6,000 right there, but maybe not in Missouri.
It had to be 6,000 from my voting district.
Okay, and there were enough of Libertarians in your district to...
You got to go out and collect it. No, they probably did it statewide.
Yeah, they're on the statewide ballot. They're an established party in Missouri.
Well, I guess from a future standpoint, it would be nice at some point to get white nationalists on the ballot.
Well, we probably need to go the route of the Libertarians and get on a lot of ballot. Get on every state.
Yeah, if you're going to do it legally,
some states are a lot more difficult than other states. In Missouri, for example, I could have gotten 200 signatures and had my name placed on the ballot as an independent candidate. Only 200 signatures in Missouri is 6,000.
Well, the point is that there are lots of opportunities here.
We're not going to win through elections now, but we can use elections to get our message out to the white masses cheaply. And it's a tremendous opportunity to do so. I don't know why more people don't do it.
1,000 points of white light.
There are lots of opportunities out there. They're looking only for champions, and we're focused at VNN mainly on media. But you can certainly do what Glenn has done and just run yourself. And I'm sure there are many districts where you could get on the ballot as a Republican or Democrat, not least because they aren't paying attention to who files. And only later will it'll be a nice embarrassing affair when they discover your actual position and you can shame them and criticize them using the tact we've just taken that, you know, they go and speak to organized Mexicans and blacks and Jews, but not whites. So anybody who's willing, step up.
Nobody wants to stick their neck out.
Yeah, that's pretty generally true. Even though, as you say, you know, they are. We're going to discuss later in the show the depredations of these Mexicans that are coming into the U.S. And like you say, you know, it's becoming clear everywhere that this invasion is not only not being stopped by the government, it's obviously being encouraged by the government as part of the NAFTA and the New World Order to meld the continent into one.
Oh, yeah, they openly encourage them to come with free medical care, free education, all kind of advantages.
And that's taken
you've got more advantages if you're an illegal alien than you have if you're a citizen.
Mm-hmm.
You get free medical care. Walk into any hospital and get treated for anything.
Yeah, that's the citizen's duty to pay for
normal,
illegal aliens.
Normal white people have to pay upwards to $1,000 a month for that privilege.
That's quite true.
Yeah, white people have to get insurance.
Some people don't
illegal
have
aliens
it.
Don't even buy car insurance.
Yeah, that's true many times.
But like I said, there's a lot of white people fed up. This is the big issue here. Big issue, illegal aliens. And none of the other politicians are providing answers. And a lot of white people are fed up about it. They want somebody to do what's necessary.
They're not even going to vote on it. They've shut it all down.
Well, they'll get a chance to vote on it if they'll write my name on the ballot. We send them a message, send the government a message. That's what I'm telling people. If you want to send the government a message, vote for me.
And that's Glenn Miller, and that's WHTY.org. And I understand you're getting a new newspaper together, a second issue of White Patriot Leader.
Yeah, 40,000 copies as soon as we can get the layout completed. I understand that'll be done within the next few days, 40,000 copies. That'll bring our total to almost 200,000 copies of our newspaper so far, you know.
Excellent.
That's a big thing, too, in getting our message out to the people, you know.
People can learn about that at vnnforum.com.
And Rounder, why don't you give your phone number for people who want a free copy of the White Patriot Leader? Can you still offer that? I know at one point
my number, if anybody wants a free copy of our newspaper, they can just call me anytime. It's 417-463-7703. I mail them in plain envelopes, you know, there's no identifying indications on the outside of the envelope.
Give that number again. I'm afraid I may have talked over it.
It's 417-463-7703.
Glenn, have you got any endorsements from David Duke or any other white political figures nationwide?
Any endorsements?
Yeah, I don't know if you talked to Duke or...
No, I don't. I haven't talked to Duke heck in over a year or about a year. I'm sure none of those people are going to get involved with my campaign. They got their own, they're doing their own thing, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, how about are you aware of any other people running for office on basically a white ticket besides yourself?
Well, Jim
right
Giles
now?
From Mississippi, you know, he ran last time, got 38,000 votes. But his name appeared on the ballot because he got 200 registered signatures. And he's running again, too, by the way. I spoke to him maybe 3-4 months ago. I sent him a campaign donation last time he ran.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't there a James Hart out in New York or someone named Hart?
But like I said, the main purpose is to use the advantages to take our message directly to the people. That's why we run for office. We're not going to win. But we also provide people a choice, so that's another big thing. We give them a choice, the only choice they have, you know, for white people.
Mm-hmm.
We give them a clear choice. They can vote for a white nationalist. That's another thing the system does not want. They don't want people to have a white choice.
Just the government party with its two wings. Yeah, okay. Well, we'd like to have you back after you've got some reaction from the radio commercial so people can see you.
Okay,
we want to keep
that'll be good.
You,
I'll keep track.
Following you through
fact,
the process.
I have a way to record incoming telephone calls now. I've
Excellent.
Got two tapes already filled up, but I'll
Excellent.
Be filling up some more.
And, we definitely want to hear that and use that on Goyfar to show people, like, this is all you got to do to become an active participant in politics and represent your own interests.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, hey, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Thanks for coming on, Glenn,
and
thanks for taking the initiative and defending white people.
White power to you.
All right, white power.
Thanks, Glenn. Thanks, Glenn. Cheers.
Hi, folks. I'm Glenn Miller, a fed-up white man running for Congress. Our Jewish-controlled government refused to print my name on the ballot, so I'm having to run as a write-in candidate. Our country's been overrun by tens of millions of dark aliens who are stealing our jobs, our women, and our children's future. Politicians should be tried for treason for not protecting Missouri from this invasion. And those who hire illegal aliens are guilty of treason against America. America will drown forever in a sea of colored aliens who multiply like rats unless we stop it now. It's time to take our country back, and I'm ready if you are. So get registered and vote for me on November the 7th. Retired Army Master Sergeant Glenn Miller. Let's send them a message. We're fed up. Telephone 463-7703, WHTY.org, and DavidDuke.com. Contact us today.
Vanguard Radio, waking you up.